Hi, you're listening to Saints Unscripted.
Each episode is available to view on YouTube, so be sure to check us out.
We're also on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. Enjoy the show.
How many meetings or lessons will it take before you feel like you could join this church, essentially? Yeah.
And there's not one answer for that.
No, there is not.
Just like everything.
Hi there, I'm Lauren, and this is
Sabrina,
and today we're going to be talking to you about what to expect from your first meeting with the missionaries. Now, we talked about this 5 years ago on this channel, but we have different hosts and different experiences. Today, actually,
a convert
and a previous missionary, yeah. Former missionary. So, let's start with something basic. What is a missionary?
Usually, their ages, 18 to 21. Some can be older, but usually that's like the majority. Is around that age frame. And they go from anywhere between 18 months to 2 years to a country not of their choosing or a state not of their choosing, speaking a language not of their choosing, teaching people and finding people and sharing the gospel and dressing like missionaries. Insert picture.
I think something important to note too before we get too into it is these are young adults, and most of them are leaving home for the first time, which comes with its own set of challenges and ways that they're going to grow. But at the same time, they might feel a lot of pressure for being sent out as representatives of Jesus Christ. Yeah. For a lot of them, they grow up with this faith their whole life, and they're expected to go on this mission once they reach a certain age. Most of them have just graduated high school. So they're coming into adulthood, moving away from home, learning how to live by themselves. And on top of that, they're representing someone that they see as perfect because it is a perfected person, Jesus Christ. And that can just create all kinds of challenges. So missionaries you meet won't always be perfect because they're not, but they are set apart. And I think we should take like a second to define that. Do you know how to define it off the top of your head?
Well, I would say that, so you're wearing the name tag, you wear the name tag, you're set apart as a representative of Jesus Christ, which it gives you like, I would say some sort of authority is maybe the word, where you can talk with people and share with them the gospel and offer them challenges or commitments that they can agree to, whether it's reading the scriptures or getting baptized. And it's only through meeting with missionaries who have this set apart authority that you can actually get baptized. So, and they are going to be inspired in some ways if they're, you know, worthy and they're doing all that they can. Inspired sometimes to know what it is that you as an investigator need to hear, or what direction maybe the lesson needs to go in. But they are definitely young adult humans, and so not every time is it going to be the most inspiring moment, but they have the ability to communicate with you about this.
In my experience, the missionaries will always approach every meeting with you with compassion and empathy, and will seek to listen to everything you have to say, no matter how ridiculous or silly you think it is. So just try to remember to approach them with that same compassion and empathy.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what happens in a meeting with the missionaries, either whether that's an initial meeting or following meetings. So for me, the first time I met them was unexpected because I was the one who approached them.
Which is rare. If anyone is a missionary, they know that. But if you want to approach missionaries, do it.
Absolutely. I was incredibly nervous when I approached my set of missionaries. I actually sat there for 5 minutes thinking about whether or not I should do it and psyching myself out. And then I was like, well, it's now or never. They're about to get off the bus. So I ran over to them and said, hey, can I get your Book of Mormon? So just go for it. Even if you're just curious, even if you don't know where it's going to lead to, it's fun to learn about other people's faiths. You might as well.
Yeah, totally. I know that, okay, so there's a lot of different ways that you can run into the missionaries, that the missionaries can meet with you, whether you put in a referral to get a Book of Mormon or a Bible and the missionaries come to give it to you, whether you see them on the street, whether you are a friend of someone who is a member of the church and they reach out to you that way. There's all sorts of ways. But in the initial interaction, I would say pretty much if the person that is approaching the missionaries or being approached is nervous, the missionaries are too.
Oh yeah, they're just as nervous as you, if not more. Because again, they feel this immense duty to be a representative of Christ, because that's what the mission is all about. And they just want to do a good job at that. They want to be able to answer your questions. They want to be able to inspire you and help you to feel uplifted. That's their main goal.
Yeah, and it can be hard and it can be scary, but when you find people like Lauren as a missionary, it's like, it makes everything worth it. It's amazing.
Listen, I appreciate that, but I'm also like not a perfect person. I'm just figuring out as I go. I said maybe two sentences to the missionary, got a book, and left. Yeah. So that was pretty much it. But then that brought me to the first formal meeting with them.
Yes, let's talk about that.
Yeah. So after your initial meeting, you'll probably set a time and place to meet with them. And this can be wherever you want. It could be at your home. It could be at the church. That's where I had all of my meetings with them. Or it could be at any other public place.
Could be at a park.
Nowadays, they do it virtually, right? So yeah, you could do like a video call, a phone call, stuff like that. However you want, really. It's up to you. Whatever makes you feel comfortable. And usually when they meet with you, they'll have a lesson prepared to share with you. But that doesn't mean that they're gonna, like, just be focused on the lesson and nothing else. It is about you at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You're the one learning. They want to meet you where you're at. Like I kind of said earlier, the way they spoke to me is different because I was raised Catholic, so I had an understanding of a lot of the different parts of Christianity. Someone who doesn't have any understanding of that, they're going to speak to totally differently.
Yeah.
The one thing that will be the same on how they speak to everyone, though, is that they will do their best to show you love because they're trying to amplify Christ's light in this world. And so if you come to them and maybe you don't want to talk about the lesson that day because it's just been a really bad day and you need to vent a little bit, they'll listen to you. My missionaries did. I literally sobbed to them at one time during our lessons, and they didn't necessarily tell me what I needed to hear, but they did try, and I could tell that. All they wanted to do was show me love.
Yeah.
And it was through those moments that we were able to connect on a deeper level, and because of that, I was able to learn the lessons in a way that they didn't expect to teach me the lessons.
Yes.
So God's involved in this whole process. He knows how you're going to resonate with the lessons the most, and He will help that to happen as well.
Yeah. You know, the lessons used to be memorized by the missionaries. So they used to, a while ago, meet with people, and then they would kind of just like recite this memorized lesson, was like lesson of Joseph Smith or this, and it's not that way anymore, thank goodness, because it is so important for us to focus on the needs of the person, to listen to the Spirit as we're teaching as missionaries, to see, you know, what direction they need to go. Like, maybe you normally teach about Joseph Smith first, but maybe this person needs something different first.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be willing to follow that as a missionary. And that is a really cool feeling when you feel that powerful move to not do something that you normally do or do something extra or different in a different order. And just kind of listen. And like you said, it's a lot about love and listening with their hearts. And I think that is a really, really important part of it, because if you don't do that, then it's just not gonna, it's not gonna work.
Then the person won't feel cared about.
Yeah.
And like at the end of the day, yes, they would love for you to convert to this church, but that's not their only goal. Their goal is to go out and spread Christ's love in the world.
Yeah.
And the best way to do that is just to acknowledge that you're just a human being dealing with your own problems, and they want to help you through them the best that they can.
Yeah. A lot of times the first thing that, as missionaries, that we tell people is that you are a child of a loving Heavenly Father. And I think that's what it all comes down to in the end, too, is
absolutely,
we just want to share that.
So that covers the first formal meeting, but how many meetings or lessons will it take before you feel like you could join this church, essentially?
Yeah. And there's not one answer for that.
No, there is not.
Just like everything.
Mine's a little unorthodox in that, or maybe it's not. I don't know if this happens often. You can tell me. My first formal meeting, they're like, so you want to get baptized? And I was like, sure. That's kind of just how it went. Did I know what I was agreeing to? Not fully, but I don't regret it for a single second.
Yeah.
So it's really up to you and whatever you need. If you feel like you're understanding every lesson, if you're going home after each session and reading your Book of Mormon and you're really connecting and, more importantly, developing that personal relationship with God, and you feel like it's speaking to you and you're understanding, then it'll probably take a little bit less time for you than for somebody who is not getting that as quickly. And there's no right or wrong way to do it.
No.
There's no, you know, right or wrong time frame. There are people who are going to take longer, and sometimes they go through different sets of missionaries. I'm sure you saw that
on
your mission.
Yep, I was going to say that just from some of the people that I taught my mission, let's go with two people that were baptized at the time that I was there. One of them, the first meeting, he filled out something where we contacted him because he chose to. And when we first met with him, he'd already read all the way through Alma. And he was, like, in love with, like, he just loved everything, and we invited him to be baptized, like, a week later, and not, he wasn't baptized a week later, we invited him then, and then it was, like, a month later, and he has just been super strong and amazing in his word ever since, and that's awesome. But then another person that I taught had been investigating for a year and a half through tons of different missionaries, and it was just the time that I happened to be teaching her that she was ready, so... It's very different. I mean, one of them got, like, six lessons before they were baptized, and the other person got a year and a half's worth. And so it's very different, but...
I had a friend who I met once I moved out to Utah, and he kept meeting with different sets of missionaries because he would just be taking so long in these lessons that eventually the missionaries would, like, phase out, and he would have to... So, like, years doing this, right? And it wasn't until he got with a specific set that for some reason he was just able to relate to them in a deeper way, and and it was through that he eventually made the decision to be baptized. So sometimes you're just not gonna really feel like you're connecting with your missionaries, and that's okay. I connected with mine really well that I had that took me through baptism, but after I was baptized, because I felt like it happened a little bit quickly, I continued to meet with the missionaries, and I didn't really vibe with, for lack of a better phrase, the missionaries that I was meeting with after I got baptized. So then I started meeting with a different set of missionaries in the ward, and I actually was able to bond with them a little bit better. And, you know, it doesn't mean there's anything wrong or that, like, it's just certain people can help other people in different ways. It comes down to life experience and how you teach the lessons and stuff like that. Like, again, at the end of the day, these are just people, you know? Yeah.
And it's your conversion. And
yes, so I feel it's like your conversion.
You can take charge of that if you are uncomfortable with the missionaries, as wonderful as they are in that moment, then you have the right to see if you can find some other ones that are going to help you in the way that you need. But don't give up on them so fast, you know.
Give them a chance.
Yeah.
Because they are genuinely trying to help you.
Yeah.
And another important thing is, if you're someone who really loves your missionaries, like I was, it's also important to make sure you make friends and build relationships with other people in your ward, because your missionaries are one day going to leave. They're going to go to home or be transferred to another location. And if that happens, you don't want to be left without anybody that you feel close to in the ward. And you can actually ask your missionaries to help you with this, because they certainly know everyone in the ward. Mm-hmm. So since they know you really well or have gotten to know you really well, you can ask them, you know, who do you think I could build a relationship with or a friendship with? And they'd be more than happy to help you.
Yeah. I know that the very first baptism that I saw on my mission, we did not do a very great job of integrating this person into the ward. It was tricky because this person was English speaker and I was in German. So we had to take this person to the English ward, which is separate from the area that we were living in. And we did not do a very good job of integrating him. And that showed with what happened. So then we learned, and it's really important that you encourage the people that you're teaching as a missionary and as the person investigating, that you're willing to go and meet people in the ward, in the area, and let them become your friends and your mentors or whatever. And that will keep you feeling like this is, you know, your ward is your family, your ward family, and you can rely on them. When the missionaries go, you can keep in contact with them. Definitely do that. They will always love you and have a special place in their heart for you, but they cannot be your only connection, your only lifeline for the church.
Absolutely. Which is why it's also important to meet with your bishop. We've talked a lot about what the missionaries will do for you, but what are they going to ask you to do? Are you going to have, like, homework assignments? Because we call these lessons. For me, I wasn't necessarily given, like, homework, like, I feel like with homework in school, it's like, if you don't do it, there are consequences, but it doesn't work like that. They made suggestions for things that I should do after their meeting. They said, you know, I should go home and pray about certain things, or I should go home and continue reading my Book of Mormon, but they actually allowed me to lead my own study in the Book of Mormon, so I was able to pace that how I wanted. I didn't have to read it in a chronological order. I could go skip ahead to any part of the book that I wanted and start reading there, and they would make suggestions for, you know, if I came to them and I was having a bad week about something specific, they would be like, you should go read this in Doctrine and Covenants or in the Book of Mormon, or go read this general conference talk. And so, again, they made it specific to me. So they're going to suggest things for you to do. And I think at most, they're going to expect that you try, and they're going to expect that you be honest with them, because the only way they're going to be able to help you on this faith journey is if you're honest, right? Don't worry. You don't have to worry about, like, impressing them or making sure you did your homework. Just be real, and they'll meet you where you're at again.
Yeah. Yep. And you probably see, if you meet with missionaries, actually, even if you're just a member in a ward and missionaries come visit you, they have this way of offering commitments and then promising you, like, what will happen if you do that.
Absolutely. And those things they promise will not come immediately, usually. It's like an overtime thing with any sort of long-form commitment.
Yeah.
So after you've met with them for a while, a big question on your mind might be, what if I end up not wanting to join the church? Will the missionaries leave me alone? So for the whole time that I was meeting with missionaries, they texted me a lot, to a point where in the way of being honest, I had to be like, hi guys, I love talking to you. I'm just a little overwhelmed sometimes by all the things I'm being asked to do. And I don't always feel like I have the time to do it. So maybe you can work with me on like understanding what my schedule is a little bit better. Or maybe we can like, you know, keep our meetings to once a week and maybe text me once throughout the week instead of like every day.
Yeah, that is would be kind. So awesome that you were able to say that. I feel like there's got to be so many people out there that as the person that's being taught is not brave enough to say that. And then they're just like being bombarded. So if you feel in any way that you want that to be adjusted, the way the missionaries are talking to you or how often they're talking to you, please tell them.
Yeah, and they'll understand. You're not the first person to say this, I guarantee it. And they probably wish more people would just be honest about this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And if you get to a point where you're like, I've heard enough, I don't want to join, whether you want to take a break for a little bit and maybe come back later, or you have this final decision in your mind, the missionaries are always going to try to show you love in whatever way that is. And so they're going to be understanding, they're going to be accepting, they're not going to like stalk you, which I think people always have this wrong idea of like they're gonna force you to join. They're not gonna force you to join. They would love it if you did, and they're going to do what they can to kind of show you that this could be of help and of value in your life, but there's nobody who's forcing you to be here.
Yeah.
Like Jesus Christ didn't force anyone to follow him. He just showed them love and hoped that they would. So.
Yeah. And if you ask for the missionaries to never contact you again, then they will delete your number and but if you don't specifically say that, they might reach out to you again in like 6 months, some new missionaries, and be like, hey, you want to learn now? And maybe it's time and maybe it's not. So do you feel like you liked your missionary teaching
experience?
I loved
my missionaries. I had lunch with the guy who baptized me a few days ago.
Yeah, awesome.
I did. It was a really wonderful experience. But again, like it required me to show them the same patience that they were showing me in my journey and to be honest about what I needed. You know, I had to play a role as much as they were trying to play a role as well. So,
yeah, I think that being on either side of that teaching experience is really cool and can be a really powerful experience. There's plenty of times as a missionary where I came out of a lesson feeling like, okay, wait, was that actually more for me than our investigator? But, you know, it's just a really cool experience to be on either side. So if you have any other questions about this, because you might, you know, if you are thinking about talking to missionaries or thinking about being a missionary, you can let us know. And if we need to do another video about it, we will. And have a good day.
Thanks for listening.
Be sure to check us out on YouTube.
And you can message us on Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. Bye.